Shortly after Bills owner Ralph Wilson died, the new stadium working group held its first meeting to begin looking into whether it's more feasible to build a new stadium or further retrofit Ralph Wilson Stadium. In Buffalo yesterday, Lieutenant Governor Robert Duffy, a co-chair of the stadium group, said their only meeting was in April, and so far, Duffy says there's no information to share.
It's a process that takes time. There's a lot of discussions, but so much of it really depends on, we can have a number of discussions, but there really is nothing of any consequence until the ownership decision is made for the Buffalo Bills and the new owner or the ownership team decides whether the current stadium, Ralph Wilson Stadium, is sufficient or they want to look at a new stadium.
The panel's other co-chair, Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz, also says there has only been one meeting. Poloncarz says the group's not trying to avoid the public.
There's a thought amongst all of us that we probably shouldn't be having an emergency meeting as demanded at a time when the Bills' ownership might change in a very short period of time. Because remember, the new stadium working group is 21 members, of which 7 are the states, 7 are the counties, 7 are the Bills. And I'm fairly confident when the new owner comes in, they may want to put their own people on that group.
Along with waiting for a new owner, Poloncarz says the group does not want to meet until the stadium feasibility study is released by the state's consultants. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.